Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'll be joined by chemistry expert Bob Lowry. We're going to go over some things to look for in a pool that you may suspect has a leak, and we'll go over some of the things that are kind of telltale signs that the pool is definitely leaking water. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So let's talk about a pool with a leak. And this happens a lot out here, especially as the pool gets older. You know, I think when I talked to the leak detector locally here, he said that 30% of the leaks are the skimmer. They crack over time because that's the last part when they build the pool. It's like just exposed there. It's the plastic that's exposed while they're putting in the decking. And so he says about 30% of it come from the skimmer. So a pool with a leak, what are some of the best ways to tell a pool has a leak, first of all? And what are some of the things that we can do while we're treating a pool that has a leak?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of ways you can figure out if you've got a leak. One is if you're just using more chemicals than you expect. You know, you maybe have a pool that you've had on account for a year and you always add this amount of chemical or whatever it is, and all of a sudden you're using more. You know, one of the first things to look for is a leak. Another way is if you go back and look at your records, if you suspect that a pool has a leak, one of the things you can do is go back and look at your records. I had a guy call me a few months ago, and he said, can you tell me why my salt level and my calcium level are going down in my pool? And I said, yeah, you have a leak. And he was like, oh, yeah. You know, it kind of light went on for him. You know, I said, that's, you know, if you're losing calcium, where's it going? You know, calcium doesn't go anyplace. It doesn't evaporate. You know, and so if your calcium level went down, what caused it? You know, and his alkalinity actually went down. And I said, your alkalinity went down? He said, yeah, it was, you know, 140 and went down to like 90. And I said, well, you know, that's only because you're adding a lot of water that doesn't have any alkalinity in it. So one of the ways of knowing is that you're using more chemicals, or you go back and look at your records and see readings that should be going up, they're going down. You know, TDS should be going down. I mean, should be going up. Calcium should be going up or staying the same. Cyanuric acid should be going up or staying the same. So if something's going down, you know, you should know it. But, you know, I talk to these service guys too, and some of the guys say, well, you know, I almost never check for calcium. And I go, why? Well, it doesn't change, so I just never check it, you know. And these guys are checking calcium like 2 times a year, you know. And I think that's a mistake. I think at least if you're a good pool service guy, I think you should do all the tests, all of them, 7 or 8 or 10 or whatever your test system will do. You need to do that on every pool once a month. And then when you do it, you need to look at what it was last month. Record keeping has its advantages. And the advantage is that you can go back and see how much chemical you're using. You know, if you're using more or less or whatever, you'll be able to tell.
And I think a lot of the new apps are really good. You can log everything in an app and pull it up on your phone and see the levels from the previous time you did all those tests. So there's no excuse not to have a record.
If you suspect you have a leak, one of the biggest things you can do to confirm it is do what they call the bucket test. And it's really easy to do. You take an empty bucket and fill it with pool water. It can actually be at any level, but put a few inches or a foot of water in a bucket and set it in the pool, either on the first or second step on the pool. and so that it's in the pool water and will then be the same temperature as the pool water, and mark a line on the pool with either a piece of tape or a pencil or something like that that you can remove, and then put a line or a piece of tape on the bucket where the water level is. And then come back in a day or two or a week or whatever and see, measure how much water has gone out of each. And the amount of water that's gone out of each should be the same. And if they're not the same, then you have a leak. And most of the time you will find that the pool has lost more water than the bucket. And if that's the case, then whatever the difference is between what's in the bucket and lost in the pool is the amount that you lost to a leak.
And I think also we should emphasize that if there's any autofills, make sure they turn those off. I also like to let the customer know that I'm doing the leak test, because I've had one fill the pool up while I was doing the test and I forgot to tell them that I'm doing it. So these kind of little things happen.
Yeah, they do. But and you're right. Some homeowners go out and check all the time and see if everything's working. And they'll turn the autofill back on when you're trying to do a test.
Yeah. And so I know that we're not big advocates of trichlor, but I think in a case like this, it wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe use tablets. I mean, to get the chlorine level maintained in the pool with a pretty big leak, right? I mean, what's the best way to, because I know it takes sometimes for the homeowner a while to get around to getting it fixed. And so we're maintaining this pool. We're losing cyanuric acid. We're losing all the chemicals in there every week. It's really a losing battle in a lot of cases where you're just putting a lot of chlorine in. And I think in this case, maybe just loading it up with chlorine in the meantime would be helpful.
Yeah, I think so. Some of the important things are going to be going down. You know, yes, it's great that cyanuric acid is going down. It could be a problem if calcium goes down or borates go down or whatever. You could have a problem. And replacing those could be expensive. Yeah, I think that, you know, possibly putting some chlorine in a floater or whatever keeps some chlorine in the pool. May have to deal with a little higher cyanuric acid later, but that may be a way to keep some chlorine in there.
And I think the other battle that we face with a pool with a leak is that a lot of times, since the chlorine is going out of the water, going out of the pool along with the water that's leaking out, algae blooms all the time, and it's we're fighting algae, we're fighting low chlorine, we're fighting a lot of different factors, and so
Right. It's
a pretty bad situation. I think a leaking pool is probably one of the worst things you can deal with on your pool route. You know, some of the things that I think after the leak, though, there's a silver lining, because then, again, you're losing all the stuff that may need to be out of the pool anyway, like the cyanuric acid and TDS. So once you fill it back up, then you would be able to put borates in there and maintain everything, and it actually will be better for the customer eventually in the long run. I think the leak detecting companies definitely need to get involved right away, too. I think the problem is with leak detectors is they charge so much money up front to check a leak that the customers are kind of shocked when I tell them the leak detector is going to charge you $450 to look at it. And so it's shocking.
Yeah, but you know, a good leak detector is probably going to spend most of a day there.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got different methods of checking things. There's a dye test, which usually sometimes works, but they use ultrasound and they use a thing like an endoscope that they can put in there and see if there's some leaks anyplace. But, it can take a considerable amount of time to discover a leak. And then, of course, the leak is, you know, if it's in a fitting or something that's over in the, you know, underneath the deck, that can be a major problem to fix those kinds of things. So, you may have to deal with the leak for a long period of time.
Agreed. I think that's one of the things that happens. And, you know, I had a pool that had a leak for about 3 months. They couldn't find it. They had two different leak detecting companies come by. And finally, someone found a small leak in one of the return lines just by chance. It was something that they missed the first time. And 3 months of this pool constantly, you know, having to put chlorine and chemicals in. But finally, you know, everything is back to normal. But I think the first sign, like you mentioned, of a leak is that the chemistry kind of gets kind of weird, you know, things that shouldn't drop.
Well, and you may want to check something with your customer, too. If there is a leak, you may want to discuss with them and see if maybe you know, A, you can find it, but B, explain to them that you may have to charge them a little, you know, like a surcharge until the leak is fixed, which might give them a little bit of incentive to get it done quicker, because you're going to say, listen, hey, I'm going to have to spend more time here and I'm going to have more chemicals here because your chemistry is changing in your pool because of the leak.
And there are, of course, a lot of great leak detection companies out there that you can call. In my area, I call American Leak Detector. I know they're all over the country in a lot of areas. You also have Red Rhino down there in Florida. And then, of course, you have the guys that do leak detection using their own equipment. And it wouldn't be a bad idea if you have a lot of pools with leaks that you run into to maybe get your leak detecting equipment through a couple of different avenues out there. And if you have any questions about that, I know of a couple places that will certify you or give you the equipment and teach you how to use it. And then you would be able to do leak detection on your own, which is a pretty lucrative business because, like I mentioned in the podcast, just to show up on site is about $450. And maybe I quoted that a little bit low. A lot of the times it's over $500 just to kind of investigate the leak detection, or actually investigate where the leak's at with the leak detection equipment. And it is a pretty involved process with pressure testing and blocking off return lines and doing different things. And I've seen them do it. And it's definitely a lot involved in doing a leak detection. And so that's why the price is so high. So explain that to the customer that, like Bob said, they're going to be there pretty much all day to find the leak, to isolate it, to find out if it's in the plaster, if it's in the lines, if it's in the skimmer, or wherever it may be. So it's not something they can just go there and spend an hour and be done with it. So the charge is there for a reason, because sometimes it does take a very long time to find a leak in the pool, and it's not something that they're gouging the customer for. So now the problem, of course, is the price point. A lot of customers will be like, I don't want to pay $500 to have someone come out here and look at my pool. So we'll just keep filling it with water and maintaining it the best we can. And that, of course, is not what you want to hear. So just kind of gently nudge the customer in that direction by doing a few things like Bob Lowry suggests, charging them for the chemicals, which I highly recommend you do, because you're going to be using a lot more chlorine in the pool, cyanuric acid, salt. If it's a saltwater pool, you're going to be charging the pool up with salt. All those things cost money, and you can't absorb those costs. And if you pass on enough of the cost to the customer, eventually they're going to get to the point where they're going to be thinking, okay, I might as well just call these people out here because it's costing me this much money every month extra for the chemicals and the maintenance, and the pool's not looking good. Definitely need to get someone out and do it. So nudge them in the right direction by charging them and explaining to them that this is something that is going to cost money because there's a lot of time and expertise and using really expensive equipment to find this leak that you couldn't do on your own. And so this is one of the things that you have to emphasize when you do have a pool with a leak and you have a customer that's kind of resistant to getting it fixed. And if you're interested in other podcasts that I've recorded, definitely go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on the podcast icon, and it'll take you to a site where I have all my podcasts listed for you. And if you're in the industry, you want to enhance your business, definitely you can join my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. And I did mention that I do know of two companies that do the leak detection training. You can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com, and I'll get you the information for those two companies to you. Again, that's david@swimmingpoollearning.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.